I'd say that only less than 3 weeks now, the days will be getting longer.
Who cares, though? Do people have a problem with the short days?
Well,
how does it mess up your life? The sun rises. It's up there for a while. You can get out and enjoy it. Quit your whining, America.
I'll
kick your candy carcass right back to the old world, and you can live there.
I'm not whining at all. I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't know what you're doing there.
But I say you better not put your fish house out, because in 3 months you have to have it down. Less than 3 months.
Everything changes, Fred.
Yeah, I know it does, but what's the gestation period for squirrels?
I have that written on my thigh.
I've seen them making out on our deck. We've got a railing, and they're up there cavorting about, and they're in actions that are,
positively pornographic.
They're almost pornographic. You bet they are.
And you can't keep your eyes off them.
Well,
You say to yourself, wonder what they look like under that fur.
I gotta watch them, Tommy. They're funny as a dickens, but a week. You know, Mark. Mark Moore was in the cave that night. We had the meeting out in the cave there.
That secret meeting, the one where we became blood brothers, me and Mark.
Yes.
Was that weird? If you ever wear that outfit again, they're going to arrest you.
That was a great night, Tommy. Yeah. And did you know Kwasi Nfumi is stepping down?
Not only is he stepping down, but so is Quasimodo.
And Kofi Annan, they're trying to knock him out of the...
And coffee at noon tomorrow. We're meeting if you'd like to join us.
Coffee
at noon!
Norm Coleman's...
Coffee at freaking noon!
Norm Coleman is he's a Bush stooge, and...
He's a Bush stooge?
Yeah, and Pelosi.
He's kind of a Bush senator, too.
And Pelosi is a stooge. Pelosi is a stooge of Cheney. But really, we need to be
vigilant.
Aware of what's going on, Tommy.
Yes, we do, Fred, and that's why I've created a program for just such awareness. It's called the T2004 program, and it plugs right into your PC.
10-2-0-4. Yeah,
hey, Fred, I got a question for you.
What are we going to do?
Where's the freaking monster movie?
Oh, the monster movie, yeah. The monster.
Fred? Fred?
Yeah, you mean the one we made?
Yes.
I was watching Moonstruck tonight, and before it was on from 7 to 9, and that's a good one with Cher and Nicolas Cage.
And where's the monster movie?
Well, we haven't found it yet.
Well, how hard are you looking?
Well, I'm not looking too hard because
I'd like you to.
I'm a very busy person.
No, you're not. You're retired, old, and you sit around all day and watch your wife get skinny.
I will.
I will do you a big favor if you'll do me a big favor.
Yes.
I'll invite you back to the cave and let you wear that outfit again if you will please find this monster movie.
Well, it's not a monster movie. It's one about the vampires.
Well, that's a monster.
What do you think
a vampire is? A vampire is also not a nice guy, but sometimes he does nice things.
Yeah, he does. But the thing on that Moonstruck movie, it starts out she's working some in the funeral home, and the funeral director says, I don't bother them if I can't make them look better than they were.
Uh-huh.
And that's a very important point for any undertaker if they're listening.
What do you mean?
Try to make them look better than they were.
Well, you can't make them look worse. They're dead.
Well, you can make them look better, Tommy.
Right. You can make them look better just by getting them in an outfit and throwing them out there with a little makeup. But, I mean, how hard can it be to make them look better? The trick is to make them look like they're just sleeping.
make them look lively, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is really tough because I've yet to see anybody pull that off. No one ever looks like they're sleeping. They look like they're made of stone, painted stone.
Yeah.
And when you pick them up and play hot potato with them, they feel like stone.
I can remember the one guy. Let's see.
Hot potato.
You remember the one about there's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around?
What's
remember
that?
Remember that song?
Oh, there's a lot more laying
down, than there is up walking around. There's a lot more folks asleep now. Than there is out getting the street. For every day you live and breathe, you spend 100 years, 6 feet deep. There's a lot more laying down than there is up walking around. Some folks, when they pass that plate around, they put a nickel in. The nickel won't make give you a home on high. It makes the devil say, amen. But a lot of people think they're going to buy their way into heaven, you know, and you can't do that, Tommy. It's a free gift.
Yeah. Nevertheless, it doesn't hurt to pack a little
but
on
you
your
do,
way out.
We don't get into talking specifics on spiritual things too much, but you do believe that the spirit goes on living, don't you?
Oh, you're doggone right I do. Yeah. I not only believe it goes on living in man, I believe it happens with animals as well.
Well, there will be animals in the suite by and by, but I don't know if they're going to be the ones we've had here.
Well, they're going to be the spirits of the ones we have here.
But now that deal down, that's going to be at O'Hara. How do you spell that? O and a capital H?
If dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know.
Yeah.
Old Shep has a wonderful home.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Fred?
That's right.
When I was a boy and old Shep was a pup. You remember that song, Fred?
I don't remember that song.
Oh,
but
that's a great song. Sheppy dies at the end because the guy puts a bullet in Shep's head. But then if dogs have a heaven, there's one thing I know. Old Sheppy has a wonderful home.
That's
yeah.
good, isn't
it? Now, old Sheppy's gone where the good doggies go, never, oh, never to roam. But if those crazy canines have a heaven, there's a one thing I know. That rascal got himself a good home. But don't bring no money. It's a gift.
It's a gift. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my good friend out at the lake, he was an older man. And he was sort of a good machinist and everything, but He had several dogs, and they were all named Trusty, and they were collies, sort of like Lassie, you know, and they'd jump up in the tree and get stuff out of the tree and all kinds of things.
Yep.
And but each one of those dogs, when they died, he buried them out on his property, and he called it the Doggone Cemetery.
We bury our dogs under the floorboards. Hey, Fred, you going to make it next Wednesday?
I'm certainly going to make it. I told you I'd do it. The Lord
willing.
James, the fourth chapter, say not tomorrow you'll go into a certain city and buy and sell and get gain, but rather say if the Lord wills. And my will is to be there, Tommy.
Okay, then. Great. Looking forward to seeing you then.
And I'm going to be there, the good Lord willing, and I've got I've got the one song I had but 50 cents and
hey, might get you up on stage to sing that one, Fred.
Well, I'm going to have that one because I was going to give that to Joe and Pat one time, but I didn't get it right, so now I'm going to have it right for you. And,
all right, thank you, Fred.
And then for just a little bumper music, we'll sing Jingle Bells.
That night, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, Fred.
That's okay.
All right, then.
All right.
Okay, good talking to you.
See you at O'Hara's.
All right, God bless.
Thanks,
it's O'Gara's, Fred.
O'Gara. How do you spell it? O'Gara.
Yeah, O'Gara's. Don't look for O'Hara's.
O'Gara.
Yeah. Okay. All righty, Freddie.
Okay, Tommy.
Bye-bye.
Night-night.
Bye-bye. Hey, we have to do something right now or we could lose our license here at this station. Hit it, Boomer. I hit it, Boomer.
This is a coordinated monthly test to the broadcast stations in your area. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes a test of the emergency alert system.
Okay. Hello? Whoopsie-daisy. Wrong button. Hello?
Hello?
Scott!
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
I thought that was a wild boar alert there. I learned something this morning when I woke up with my grandmother of 88 years old.
You slept with your grandma last night? That's illegal, big shooter.
Yeah, you know.